Yeah,
we're ready to go. Train today, so train tomorrow. Yeah, I'm ready to go. Big game, so something I'm looking forward to.
What was the issue ahead of that Bournemouth game? Did you get injured in the warm-up?
Started feeling my calf in the Charlton game. So just getting on with it and getting through it and leading up to the game, and I had to travel down and stuff, and the warm-up. I just didn't want to aggravate something and maybe being out for 6 weeks so close to the end of the season. Like, you know, we didn't need that. So it was not something I wanted to take a risk with.
Obviously disappointed to miss the game, but what a performance by the team in your absence.
Yeah, very good. Great penalty last minute. Great mental strength from Chris. He just took that away in the 95th minute, away from home, in front of their fans. So, yeah, fantastic performance. As you've seen, we've not. The gaffer's having no let-up. He doesn't want us to be on our jollies, so to speak, with the flip-flops on and this, that and the other. I keep seeing that in the press. And nobody can really label that at us. No one can throw that at us, like, you know, because we haven't done that. Push Bournemouth all the way. And, you know, totally deserved the point, I think.
What keeps a club from avoiding that situation then, to sort of be thinking about the summer?
I don't know. I think we've got a good dressing room. I think we've got a set of good lads, and everyone's working hard for each other. And I suppose when you step over the line, you don't want to be not doing yourself justice, I don't think. And I don't think anyone can say that about any of our players.
In general, just how happy have you been with your first season here?
Yeah, it's gone quite well, I think. Yeah, I've enjoyed it. It's been a positive season for the whole club in general, not just myself. I think we've worked really hard as a team. I think we've overachieved. I don't think anyone can say any different. I said, but now with the backing of the new owners and stuff, and you know, you never know where things will go.
Do you take a lot of pride in the fact that the club has equalled and has a chance to beat a record that goes back decades for clean sheets in a league season?
70s, wasn't it? 78. Mm. Yeah. Like I say, it's not just down to one person. It's down to a whole number of people, a whole host of reasons why we've kept a clean sheet. And, you know, it's been a good season. But clean sheets don't just come from the goalkeeper. They come from everywhere.
And I suppose the club deserves a fair bit of credit, given that you've not had that settled back four, back five, have you, in the second half of the season?
Yeah,
you've had a lot of injuries there.
Yeah, we have, yeah. We've missed Leuvens big time, and missed Semedo big time as well. And Liam Palmer's had a fantastic season at right back. He's played majority of the games. And, you know, everyone deserves a good mention, if I'm honest, especially the lads that have been injured, and because they put in a real shift.
On a personal point of view, just how well do you think you've played? I mean, have you had a season better than this before?
I'll always try and do my best. I'll always give as much as I can in every game, and I would let other people say what they want about my performance and that. Listen, I do my bit for the team, and that's what I'm trying to do every week.
Is there a feeling that this is a club that is really going places now with the takeover, the big announcements this week about the direction of the team? It feels like there's going to be a fair bit of money spent this summer as well, the goal of getting the club back into the Premier League. So as a member of the current existing squad, what do you make of it all?
I think the owner says he wants to get promoted within two seasons, so I'm expecting a big turnover, if I'm honest. I don't really know what to say about it until the season ends, and I'm guessing the gaffer's going to talk to all the players that are here already and get them signed up. And then obviously increase the squad.
Do you think that a lot of work is needed? I mean, the team's, particularly defensively, has looked very strong this year.
Yeah, no, I think we've had a great season. I think the lads have done great. I think lads all deserve the plaudits that what they're getting. We work hard together. We've got a good team spirit, and it's a great bunch of lads. So all in all, it's a good makeup of a nucleus of a good squad. Like,
and looking at the Leeds game, it is a game that last year Sheffield Wednesday won by 6-0. While emulating that might be a little tricky, it's a good way to go out at Hillsborough, isn't it, with a win at home against Leeds?
I don't think we can look at past games, because everything's different. New team, new squad. I think they have a new team, a new squad. So it's a new game, you know. Everyone spoke about the 6-0 game at the start of the season when we drew 1-1. So, you know, it's irrelevant now. It's been and gone. I think we just got to get a win as best we can and try and go out on a high at Hillsborough.
What do you make of them as a club right now, as a test?
Yeah, they're a good side. It's a local derby. It's going to be intense. The atmosphere is going to be great. I'm sure they'll be bringing lots of fans with them. So, yeah, it's something to look forward to, and I think it's going to be decent, yeah. There'll be plenty of fans there. The atmosphere will be good. It's an early kick-off. So hopefully the sun will be shining and everyone will have a good game.